The addition of E. coli PCR genotyping to the Swine Health Information Center's monthly domestic swine disease monitoring report is offering pork producers and their veterinarians a new tool to help keep this infection out of their barns. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
E. coli is a significant pathogen in swine, most frequently associated with neonatal and post-weaning diarrhea, and it ranks as the fifth most prioritized and clinically important bacterium for the U.S. pork industry, second only by a narrow margin to Mycoplasma pneumoniae. In its September e-newsletter, E. coli PCR genotyping was added to the Swine Health Information Center-funded Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report, offering producers, veterinarians, and researchers access to real-time surveillance data on the pathogen. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says E. coli is one of the most important and complex pathogens affecting pigs today.
E. coli is a significant challenge both in farrowing and nursery for pigs. And so because of that, it really is important to be able to understand what strains of bacteria are identified on farm and causing problems. What are some of the other genetic characteristics that can lead to virulence? As well as understanding how can some of these changes also impact things like response to antimicrobials. And so having this information is very important. And so it assesses by PCR, the genotype trends, the main virotype and pathotypes, and then it can also provide information to producers and their veterinarians for how to control these on farm and lead to different strategies for management.
The Swine Health Information Center's domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports, along with other swine health information, can be accessed through CHIC's website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.